continue talking about the International Day of Peace. It's United Nations International Declaration that has initiated celebrating 21st September as the International Day of Peace. Now, what happens on this day? It was inaugurated by United Nations Peace Bell, which was rung in New York, and the headquarters of UN is based in New York, so it was rung there. And a minute of silence is observed to the world peace and dedicated to the peace and the peacemakers around the world. Now, this is such a beautiful gesture, and it is associated with peace movement across the globe. But United Nations has done a pretty amazing job by bringing this beautiful concept of bringing peace and celebrating Peace Day. And since then, there has always been several few other events, campaigns that has been conducted throughout the globe for International Day of Peace. One of the most important one is around in 2010, where we have expectations from youth, and Youth for Peace and Development is celebrated, and peace equals future is what the motto is, because the math is easy. Peace equals future, and this is based for all the stories from the young people around and how they contribute to peace building throughout the globe. So that's a very fascinating 2010 event. And now recently, we directly coming to 2019, we have the Climate Action for Peace, which is again surrounded by the youth, and the young people present all the different projects they have associated to climate change and bringing good awareness about climate and how we can make this earth a better place to live with climate change, and which is what we still need. We are in 2020 and we still are fighting global warming and the fires and the pandemics, and our earth has become a house of disease. And we all pray that during this International Day of Peace, we get to come together, collaborate internationally, and find out ways to fight pandemics, restore peace in earth, on earth, and bring peace to everyone around in our family, society, and nationwide, as well as global peace, so that the global peace prevails. Not only when we say peace as an international peace, but in peace as in peace on earth, fighting the global crisis that we all are facing. And that is the need of our 2020 and beyond, that we need to restore our earth and the goodness of our earth by fighting the climate change and restoring it the way it was that before we started making mess of it. Happy International Peace Day, everyone, and hope you keep contributing and celebrating this event, and contribute individually also to make sure that we are doing our effort to restore our Earth's climate and not leave behind our carbon footprint, and do everything which we are capable of to not to do pollution and restore the greenery, restore peace, restore climate related issues, and do our own individual contribution so that we can have a beautiful earth back. We love Mother Nature, right? Social media for education. Check my universe. Stay tuned, we'll have more coming. Car Free Day, and we have more on women fitness on this National Women Fitness Day. Stay tuned. Welcome to Check My Universe, social media for education. Today's Monday motivation is lined up about International Day of Peace. On 21st, we are going to talk a little bit about that. We are also going to touch on the base of National Women's Fitness Day. So we are going to also talk about National Fitness Day, about women, especially about dealing about higher education students.
and general health of all the women teachers or faculty, and generally touching up all the women related in the education space. And lastly, we're also going to talk about mainly the first day of fall. I'm so excited that the fall is here and scorching heat of summer is gone. And I'm in Texas, so it feels very great to have this cooler weather back. Besides that, we are going to talk more about focus talk about how is women's health during this virtual situation and pandemic, how the teenagers, students who are especially women, and all the eating habits and the hormonal imbalance that comes across, and how we can control and take measures to have a healthy, fit body and mind for women, especially because it's a fitness day for women. So stay tuned and we'll talk more on the other side of the podcast. Check My Universe, social media for education. This is Mona Chauhan. Stay tuned. Today in this podcast, we are also talking about the National Fitness Day for Women. So we are going to focus the women in education space and especially teenagers and students in higher education who struggle from eating disorder, poor habits and lifestyle, and lack of exercise. So as we all know, we have seen the increase in obesity in our youth and teenagers, and it starts as early as when the woman or the girl child gets her puberty. Now that onwards, the hormonal imbalance or the chaos starts, the eating disorder starts there, and eating any junk food, eating outside and eating irregularly, eating sometimes a heavy meal and then skipping meals the entire day. There are so many factors which can actually lead to obesity, disordered and havoc in the hormones, and overall unhealthy human body. Especially women can easily get into this zone of unhealthy because the hormones plays a very major role in a woman fitness. As there is more hormonal changes and ups and downs in the body of a girl or a woman compared to the men. So it is very important that the female takes care of her body and understands, first of all, and creates a general awareness about what her body is looking for and what would be good for her body. I'm not overly emphasizing and stretching or stressing you out to understand, but it's a very good idea to have a general awareness about your body. When there is a puberty, I would advise mothers and parents and teachers to support the child. You know, every teenager will come with lots of tantrum and a sulking face in the classroom, whether it's virtual or face-to-face classroom. So you have to have that support and understanding that this is a big hormonal chaos going on in their body. And the first thing is to understand that basic understanding of hormones that is tricking all this mood swings in them. Now, as far as the teenagers go, or the student who are suffering from this, you have to get yourself familiar about your body and start getting comfortable as you grow. Start getting comfortable with your body, your hair, the way you look. If you have acne related issues, you might want to check on how you sleep, how you wake up, what is your sleep pattern, what is your eating pattern, are you eating too much fried or fast food, try to cook short small meals in your own home or the apartment that you might have rented. Try to cook your small meal, eat healthy, and you will see within a couple of weeks that how it is actually not helping you only physically but also mentally. You feel fresh and uplifted to do things better. So it's a simple thinking that I need to eat healthy. It could be your oatmeal, some fruits, bananas, that could be a breakfast. Throughout the day, if you have munching habit, you can have some nuts, popcorn and some other healthy snack, dry snacks with you on your desk or in your backpack if you are working or if you're traveling. And always keep a bottle of water, and instead of sipping on soda or coffee, try to sip on water. If you like ice, you can throw in some ice if it is cold weather. If you like warm water or green tea, that's even better. So you can sip some green tea that you may like of your flavor, and simple plain water, of course, is the best. Then during the day, try to make sure you have a routine of sleeping on the same time every day, waking up early, or if you are late, rise at the same time, so that your body has an adjusted and adapted cycle and you can do things better and feel better by the time you are passing through this chaos of a puberty and being teenager, and then passing through all that hustle bustle that your college going kids have. That phase will pass if you are a little bit aware about what's going on. Now we are also celebrating a car-free day, September 22nd. This entire week is an amazing week to do something about climate change, bring awareness to people as to we need to focus and give love and care to our Mother Nature, to the Earth, and to the climate in order to lead peaceful, healthy lives. A car-free day is a free of pollution day. You are not contributing any pollution and carbon prints on this earth, so that at least that one day we set the pollution level low. You can do that by not using your car first thing, and if you have car and there is no way for you to not to drive, you can always have a hybrid car or a car which is electrically charged or hydrogen cars. I know it's very easily said than done, but you can always set plans to have alternative resources. That way you can reduce use of car, and if you're using car, make it electric or hydrogen or some hybrid. If you are able to ride a bike to the workplace, that's the best thing to do, right? Ride a bike or walk to home, to school, and if you can walk to your workplace, that's even better. And there are so many big economies where they use car. They use car-free days, they use bicycles to ride around, which makes a pollution-free day. So if possible, this entire week, possibly if you have a bike or if you can walk to your office, please do go for it and do a little tiny contribution of reducing your carbon footprints on this earth. Happy car-free day! Chakma Universe Social Media for Education has regular podcasts every Monday. We also have science podcast and subject-based podcasts and the episodes coming up. So stay tuned, and you can hear our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Stitcher, Public Radio, and of course Anchor. So stay tuned and keep checking our podcast day to day, and listen on go and educate yourself on go. Chakma Universe, Social Media for Education.